The Hobbit, Part 2, by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Very slowly he got up and groped about on all fours till he touched the wall of the tunnel. But neither up nor down it could he find anything, nothing at all. No sign of goblins, no sign of dwarves.
Feels like a ring. Well, I'll just put it in my pocket. It certainly doesn't seem of any particular use at the moment. Oh, I wish I was home in my own kitchen frying bacon and eggs. Ah, well, at least I've...
It is come. Now here's a riddle for Baggins. Alive without bread. Bucket says...
What have I got in my pocket?
It must give us 3 guesses, my precious. 3 guesses.
Very well. Guess away.
Hands. Where is it?
Lost! My precious is lost! Curses and crushes!
Never guess!
Soon they came to places where, as Bilbo had noticed on the way down, side passages opened this way and that. Gollum began at once to count them.
1 left, yes, 1 right.
He could not see the hobbit, but now he was on the alert, and he had other senses that the darkness had sharpened, hearing and smell. Bilbo almost stopped breathing and went stiff himself. Scuttling as fast as his legs would carry him, he came to a large open space where a leak of sunshine came through a doorway, where a great door, a stone door, was left standing partly open. Bilbo blinked, and then suddenly he saw...
Worm! Buttons burst off in all directions! He was through! Bilbo had escaped!
It's my duty. I must turn back. What's that? Doesn't sound like goblins. Over in that dell, under the bushes, people are talking. Ah, there's a red hood. It's Balin doing lookout.
They'll be out after us in hundreds when night comes on. Already the shadows are lengthening. They can smell our footsteps for hours and hours after we've passed. We must be miles away before dark.
I'm dreadfully hungry.
I can't help it, unless you like to go back and ask the goblins nicely to let you have your pony back and your luggage.
No, thank you.
Very well, then. We must just tighten our belts and trudge on, or we shall be made into supper. And that'll be much worse than having none ourselves.
Wolves!
What'll we do? Escaping goblins to be caught by wolves?
Up the trees! Quick! Over there!
Please.
And they're afraid of fire, so let's see how they like a burning pine cone. Here's another with bright blue fire! Lightning as he got ready to spring down among the dancing goblins. But he never leaped. Just at that moment, a gigantic shadow swept down from above, and the Lord of the Eagles seized Gandalf in his talons of all. They were all carried to a wide shelf of rock on the mountainside. The Lord of the Eagles was there speaking to Gandalf.
He had heard the commotion in the forest below and had gone to see what mischief the goblins were doing.
Safe, if possible, over the mountains, and now by good management and good luck, I've done it. Right. Indeed, we're now a good deal further east than I ever meant to come with you. For after all, this is not my adventure. No, I may look. Once saw him sitting all alone on the top of the Carrack at night, watching the moon sinking towards the misty mountains, and I heard him growl in the tongue of the bears. Well, we'd better be moving. We've a long walk before us. Hives and hives of great, fierce bees.
If one was to sting me, I'd swell up as big again as I am. I've never seen such bees.
We're on the edge of his bee pastures. See that thorn hedge? His place is just beyond. Come on, Mr. Baggins.
The wizard and the hobbit went off along the hedge until they came to a wooden gate, high and broad, beyond which they could see gardens and a cluster of low wooden buildings, some thatched and made of unshaped logs.
I have heard of you, if you haven't heard of me. Perhaps you've heard of my good cousin Radagast, who lives near the southern borders of Mirkwood.
Yes, not a bad fellow, as wizards go, I believe. Well, now I know who you are, or who you...
Until I found out if you were busy. I'll give a call, if I may.
Go on, call away.
As I was saying, I was coming over the mountains with a friend or two.
Or three, you mean. But these two coming aren't hobbits.
There was a terrible storm. The stone giants were out hurling rocks, and at the head of the pass, we took refuge in a cave, the hobbit and I, and, several of our companions.
Do you call two several?
Well, no, as a matter of...
Sit down, and let's get on with this tale, or it'll be supper time before it's ended.
Well, as soon as we were asleep, a crack at the back of the cave opened. Goblins came out and grabbed the hobbit and the dwarves and our troop. There were only 14 of us left.
14? That's the first time I've heard 1 from 10 leave 14.
Oh.
You mean 9, or else you haven't told me at all the names of your party.
Well, of course, you haven't seen Owen and Glowin. All escaped and made our way to the woods far from the goblins. But then a pack of wargs forced us to climb some trees. I tried to drive them off with some fireworks.
Well, I wish I'd been there. I'd have given them more than fireworks.
Well, I did the best.
Scuffling at the door. The next morning, both Bjorn and Gandalf were gone. The wizard came back late that night, but still they saw nothing of their host. But
nor bathing, for it carries enchantment of great drowsiness and forgetfulness.
Is there any other advice you can give us?
Yes. Whatever you do, do not stray from the path.
Well, here is Mirkwood, the greatest of the forests of the northern world. I hope you like the look of it. Now you must send back those excellent ponies you've borrowed. Dwarves ride them so far and so fast, nor what would happen to you if you tried to take them into the forest.
What about the horse he's loaned to you?
What?
You don't mention sending him back.
I don't, because I'm not sending him.
What about your promise, then?
I'm not sending the horse back. I'm riding it.
Oh.
No, I've told you before. I have pressing business, and I'm already late through bothering with you people. We may meet again before all is over. And then again, of course, we may not. Octower, stick to the forest track. Keep your spirits up. Hope for the best. And with a tremendous slice of luck, you may come out one day and see the long marshes lying before.